Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If you're super connected as a team and you play with great physical effort all the time, then it's fun as hell.
It hasn't been fun for a long time, man.
Dale Arnold.
Kyrie Irving may be the best closer in the game right now.
I don't care how talented he is, he doesn't fit here. They might not make the playoffs, for God's sake.
Drama queen Dale.
Rich Key.
Cleveland Browns have signed Hutt.
I want to let everybody know that we have done extensive research. He is extremely remorseful.
I'm definitely not that type of person. I know right from wrong. And
hashtag perfect player.
Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
I feel like John Cena today.
You feel like John Cena?
Yeah, I do.
I can see you, though.
No, you can't see me.
Yes, I can.
No, once I got a chance to work with Blue Man Group last night, you can't see me.
The Blue Man Group, huh? Is that right?
They did a run-in.
They did a run-in?
Blue Man Group did a run-in.
Blue Man on ice?
On the set.
On the set?
Blue Man Group did a run-in in the second intermission last night.
Yeah, it's not the original group anymore.
Hey.
There's a lot of Blue Men out there now. It's not the same three guys.
I got to respect the gimmick.
It's not bad. It works for them.
Because they don't talk.
It's
like, you know, whoever's in the... No, I don't want to say that. There might be kids listening.
Uh-oh.
It's like Mickey. Mickey doesn't speak.
Doesn't say a whole lot, no.
At Disney, you know. The Blue Men don't say a word. No, nothing.
So it's got to be a tough interview for you, Dale.
Didn't have to interview them.
No, you didn't get
one, well, one brought Twinkies. One brought a can of beans.
What do you do with the can of beans? I can only imagine.
He ate the can of beans.
That's a lot safer than I thought.
And offered me the rest. It was an opportunity.
Can of beans? That's what the Blue Man Group
ate? A large can of beans.
I saw the Blue Man Group perform, and one of the most impressive things they did was just throw marshmallows to each other and catch them in their mouths from, like, opposite ends of the stage.
Andrew Raycroft claimed that he had caught a marshmallow in his mouth at Blue Man Group. I was afraid they were then going to test it.
They should have tried them out.
On set.
They should have tried them out. Didn't happen. They had the blue paint rub off on the set.
Oh.
I feel like that could be a little dangerous.
They were careful about, you know, not
That's good.
Gooking up stuff.
Yeah. Have you seen Will Smith in the new Aladdin movie?
I finally saw the trailer.
Yeah, he looks a lot like the Blue Man Group.
It's very similar.
Yeah, it's not great.
Except he speaks.
He does. He talks in it.
Doesn't respect the gimmick.
No, he does not. He's going to talk a lot. He may even sing a song or two, is my guess.
There's so much other stuff. I just had to start with Blue Man Group just because.
Of course.
You know, who gets the opportunity to work with Blue Man Group on a.
Well, they're all over the country, Dale, so he may not be alone.
Hey. Could be children listening here.
That's true.
It's funny because my daughter from San Francisco, as I was driving home, said, I saw the picture of you with Blue Man Group. She said, Are those the original? I said, of course they are, honey.
Those guys are all dead and buried.
They probably
did some stunt that was a little too extreme. Then they just, next man up. That's what they do. They got a whole line of Blue Men. They got like an army of Blue Men Group guys.
Is there something you'd like to tell the little boys and girls about the Easter Bunny later?
No.
I mean,
nothing there.
What are you doing?
Just talking about the Blue Man Group.
I know.
They still put on a hell of a show. I'm just saying, if you're going to see the originals, that they're gone.
They did perform on the ice, too. First intermission.
They went on the ice, these guys?
They had a whole setup for them, center ice,
well, that's
and
pretty
the
good.
Drums going and everything. It was good. There's so many things that we're going to touch on throughout the course of the day today. But I have to admit, as I drove into work, if you had given me 100 guesses,
yes,
witches wouldn't have come up.
Why not?
Just saying.
You don't think so? I feel like once football season is over, all bets are off.
I mean,
you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what we're going to be talking about. And if it happens to be witchcraft, then so be it. I am all in favor of any kind of witch conversation. I think it's reckless
but
to
you
dismiss
did, you,
them
you
right
not
away.
You did think that this was no, going to be
no, I did not.
On the list
It was
today.
Not on our rundown. We were emailing back and forth
At no point did he mention witches in the rundown.
That's on you, Rossi. You need to make sure we're prepared for everything.
You understand I'm not a witch, so I couldn't see.
Are you a warlock?
No.
I don't think there are male witches.
Why is that?
I think they're warlocks.
Well, what's the difference?
Female, male.
Why can't they just be witches?
Rossi, I'm just telling you right now.
Right.
I know you got a new house and you got a nice marriage and everything, but there's so many gaps in your knowledge base here.
Yeah.
That
come on.
Male, witches, female,
right.
Yes,
male, female.
There's a difference.
Dog, women, female dog, male dog.
Well, female dog is also, there's a word for that. I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to work
I've
blue here.
I've heard people
here.
Call you that before.
I know they have. It's very hurtful. But I'm just saying, there's witches, there's warlocks, the Wiccans.
Wizards.
Wizards. Thank you, Lucy.
Wait, wizards are part of the witch family?
Yeah. You ever seen Harry Potter?
No.
We did find out that Jason has never seen Harry Potter.
No, back up. Back up for a minute here. You've never seen Harry Potter?
There's only like nine of them.
It's too overwhelming. Like once there was the sixth one, I said, I can't do it.
It's overwhelming. So it's a movie. It's a kid's movie.
Once they got to six, I said, I can't watch one.
It's fine. They're good. They're pretty good.
Okay, I'm not denying they can. I've been in the little amusement park.
I watched them all. You went to the amusement park without knowing anything about them?
Yeah, it's free. You're doing everything. Around.
What? It's free?
It's part. It's like included in when you go to Universal.
Oh, okay. But that's not free. That's an arm and a leg, isn't it?
Oh, that's not free
at
all.
That's an arm and a leg.
That's a mortgage payment, Rossi. You'll know about this soon.
But I don't know how Harry Potter ties in, because there was no warlock talk when I was walking around there.
There's wizards.
Wizards.
But anyway, let's not get distracted. There's witches. Apparently there's
witch
talk.
No, I need to know one thing. Clear this up.
What?
Witches, warlocks, wizards, all the same?
No.
They're of the same family.
Yeah. They all can do spells.
Okay.
They all have wands.
Yeah, they do. They have wands, and they can do sorcery of sorts. It's not that complicated. But
so it is possible. Let me just say this. It is possible to be a pastor of a church in Florida and have a right-wing political bent. Nothing wrong with that.
Can happen.
Some of my best coworkers have right-wing political
bents.
I've
heard.
You can be all of those things.
It's all good.
And be loony as a freaking bat.
See, Dale, this is the problem. You're not giving this guy a chance. You're not listening to what he has to say.
I listened to him.
Okay.
Loony as a freaking
so
bat.
So tell the people who this is, for
Rick,
those who missed
his name is Rick Wiles.
Okay.
He is described, as I looked him up this morning.
Yeah.
He is described as a Florida-based pastor.
He's got his own Wikipedia page, so you know he's legit.
Oh, that's then he's real.
That's right.
And a talk show host on True News.
Okay. I'll play along.
Again, I don't that's care fine. About his political leanings. I don't care.
I don't care.
But the fact that he actually heard, apparently... So Tom Brady got his beard shaved last week for charity.
Yes, he did.
The nice folks at Gillette made very nice
raised
donations
some money.
To
yeah,
the Boys
absolutely.
And Girls Clubs and the Jimmy Fund. We're all for that. And in the course of sitting in the chair and getting his beard shaved, he was talking about his wife, Giselle. And Giselle, you know, trying to send all the positive vibes out for him that she can.
Yeah.
He mentioned that she built a little altar at the house that she, you know, apparently is...
I built an altar. Okay.
Calm down.
I'm just looking over my checklist here.
The Catholic Church has altars, too. I don't think you call them witches.
Well, actually, you don't know what I call them.
Yeah. So she always makes a little altar for me at the game. She just wills it so much. And so she put together a little altar for me that I could bring with pictures of my kids. And I have these little special stones and healing stones and protection stones. And she has me wear a necklace and take these drops she makes.
Laughter?
Pretty good.
Laughter?
Pretty good. Yeah, well, it's uncomfortable laughter.
Yeah.
Like, oh, boy. I didn't know what we were dealing with here.
She said, you're lucky you married a witch. I'm just a good witch.
Okay, now let's stop for a moment, okay? That comment right there.
Yes.
Sent Rick Wiles to Looney Tunes.
But first of all, we understand that there are good witches and bad witches. We've all seen the Wizard of Oz, right?
Yeah,
it's very clear. They can even be sisters. There's good witches and bad witches. Tom Brady happened to marry a good witch. His words.
Yeah, his words. And apparently one person on the planet took him seriously.
Okay. Well, his
two, because apparently you
well,
do,
no,
too.
Well, listen, I gotta get all the information first before I come up with my conclusion.
So of the people who heard that comment right there.
Yes.
As he's sitting in a barber's chair at Gillette.
Yeah.
Of the people who heard that comment, how many people went, oh my God, Giselle's a witch?
One.
She said, you're lucky you married a witch.
Yeah, one guy decided to take that to the airwaves, apparently.
Yes, there are witches, but they're all bad. There's no such thing as a good witch.
I got to get off the train there, my man. I don't know how you can broad brush witches like that. To say that they are all bad, I really think that's outrageous. That might be the most outrageous thing this gentleman has ever said. So you're just going to say all witches are bad? How do you know? That's unfair. Unless there's only like a couple of witches and you know for a fact that both of them are bad witches.
Look, I don't hang around witches. There have been witches for thousands of years.
True.
You can go back to the Old Testament Bible. There were witches mentioned in the Old Testament Bible. These are people that practice sorcery, witchcraft by communing with demonic spirits. It's as simple as that.
So I've seen Sabrina the Teenage Witch. She is a sweetheart.
By the way, Glinda.
Glinda. Her Glinda both of her
is,
aunts.
Glinda, well, no, no, not
one of her aunts.
That's Glinda
true.
Is also in The Wizard of Oz. She is the good witch from The Wizard of Oz.
There you go. So there's
I mean,
good
the good witch,
there.
The good witch of the North.
Yes.
You couldn't possibly
no.
assign anything negative no. about Glinda or Sabrina.
Now, the film The Craft involved teenage witches, and they were a little bit more kind of toeing that line. They were kind of, you weren't really sure. I think there were some good feelings there. There was also some bad stuff going around. But I think that if you want us to get on board with the witch theory, I don't think you could just say that they are all bad. That's where I got to kind of depart from him. And he also even says he doesn't hang out with witches. So how would he know that they're all bad? There seems to be a couple of flaws
here.
He
seems to have taken things to a certain extreme.
He has.
Without anything really
yes.
to base his
well,
knowledge on.
Thousands of years.
He's
of
loony as a freaking
yes, there
bat.
There are witches, but they're all bad. There's no such thing as a good
buddy.
Witch.
Good boy. He's a witchist, is what he is. If he's saying they're all bad. Come on, man. If we have learned anything, you can't take a group of people and label them all the same. You just can't do it. And that's what he's doing there. So it really, to me, distracts from his overall point.
He had one?
Yeah, thousands of years of witches.
Oh, yeah.
They practice witchcraft, and Tom Brady's married to one of them. His words. So the guy has a decent case on
She said, you're lucky you married a witch. I'm just a good witch.
The crowd loved it because they were nervous.
No, because
if you don't laugh
kind,
at a witch, maybe
they kind of knew that he didn't mean she's a witch.
Either that or she put a spell on the crowd.
One right-wing nut job from Florida decided,
and she said, Tom, you go out there, and whatever you say, they'll laugh, because I'm going to make sure of it.
He said that Tom Brady
yeah.
has, he first of all, he says he sleeps with a witch.
Nice.
He has relations with a witch. Well,
nice.
Twice that we know of that we're positive
lucky.
About.
Yeah, true.
I mean, we can be positive about
two,
that, too.
Two magical nights.
So,
or afternoons. I mean, who's really to say?
And who's to judge?
I don't know.
I mean, it just
could have been really any time. I don't know why I said nights.
Just, again, you know,
because she's probably busy doing witchcraft stuff at night. So maybe during the days when she has a little bit more time.
So this is what we've gotten to in the United States of America,
correct.
Our great country.
Uh-huh.
We've gotten to the point where some right-wing moonbat from Florida
yes.
has decided he's going to take down the quarterback of your New England Patriots because he has relations with a witch.
Well, listen. Now, I think there'd be a lot more to this story if Giselle and Brady were together in 2001. They didn't get together until about halfway through his career, right? Or was it, whatever it was not no one. Because if you told me, how else could the 199th pick in the draft become the greatest football player of all time, I would suggest witchcraft or a deal with the devil or something like that. That's the only way it can make sense for somebody that every single team overlooked in the draft multiple times. We all saw him play in college. He was a good college quarterback. But to take that guy and make him into the greatest football player of all time, something else has to be the reason behind it. There needs to be something. And if Rick Wiles wants to go with witchcraft, then that's as good of an answer as I think we're ever going to find.
Why? And by the way, it was very entertaining radio today. That is my question.
So he was on with Mutt and Callahan
this morning.
Morning. Yeah.
And Evan Drellick was here and, you know. And Alex was here and Mutt was here. Here's my question. Why do we give this guy the time of day?
Well, it is an outside-the-box perspective, Dale.
Why do we even listen to anything this nitwit has to offer?
You're just going to reject witches just out of hand?
You just rejected what he said about witches.
Well, I think that part of it is wrong. To say that they are all bad, I think, is just really narrow-minded. But to say that there's no witches in the world, I think not. I think there's a good chance there's some witches. Now, I'm not saying all the women that were
Tom Brady's not suggesting that his wife is one. He was making a joke.
Oh, boy. I don't know.
You
could use his words against him.
Yeah, you could if you're
explain
a dope.
Explain the altar, then. Explain that.
It's people who have... You know what it is?
What's that?
It's almost like me thinking that if I stand at a key point of the Patriots Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
I'm somehow going to have some impact on what happens.
And have you?
And I do stand.
And does it?
And Sometimes it does.
Sometimes it doesn't. Okay,
it has both.
It does work.
But my point, it didn't seem to work at the end of the Eagles game.
The Eagles game, for some reason,
I was standing.
No, you weren't standing in the right spot.
Clearly,
no.
It didn't seem to work. But my point is, people think, you know what? I'm going to send out positive energy. Here, this stone is going to help you.
Positive energy is a thing. You don't believe in that?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, yeah. What about dark forces?
It doesn't mean it's witchcraft.
Do you believe in dark forces?
I work with one right now.
Well, something to think about. Now, Rossi, didn't you say that Giselle also basically said last year she knew it wasn't going to be his year?
And then here's a little more from Brady.
Okay, thank you.
That shaving.
About 4 years ago, we were playing the Seahawks, and she said, "You better listen to me. This is your year, but this is all the things you're going to have to do to win." And I did all those things, and by God, you don't work. It was pretty good. And then in 2015, it was about early January, and she said, "You know how much I love you." And I said, "Yeah." And she said, "I just want to let you know this is not going to be your year." And of course, we lost. I said, "What does 16 look like?" And she said, "16 is going to be your year." So it was early January this year. And I said, "Babe, I'm asking, do we have a chance?" And she said, "Yeah, but you're going to have to do a lot of work and you're really going to have to listen to me." So, man, I listened to her.
So she's a psychic, too. Is that right? Or what would you call that?
She's a wife with a very large honey-do list.
Well, maybe.
She made him do certain things.
But she knew he wasn't going to win.
Would prefer he not even be playing, but if he's going to play, go.
But she knew that he wasn't going to win in 15. Explain that. 14 and 16, she's like, gave him the thumbs up. 15, she's like, "I love you, but it's not happening." What?
Hey, she was just telling it like she saw it.
She's also very, very successful.
By the way, and she'd be making a killing in Vegas, wouldn't she?
She would. Well, she's making a killing just
wherever.
In general.
Yeah, she's probably done a pretty good job. Probably doesn't need Vegas' money.
So maybe witchcraft has something to do with her success, too. I'm not going to rule it out just right away. I think it's something to consider.
Oh, I'm not ruling out the possibility of witchcraft.
Good. Thank you.
I believe in ghosts, for God's sakes. How am I going to rule out witchcraft?
Exactly.
So I'm not ruling that
out.
You're
just ruling out that Giselle's a witch?
No, what I'm ruling out is that Tom Brady is doomed to an eternity of hellfire and brimstone because he's having relations with a witch. Yeah, I'm going to rule that part
out. It's heaven on earth is what this guy has.
Well, till he's dead. When he's dead, forget it.
He'll sacrifice that. He'll sacrifice the unknown for what's going on right now. He's doing pretty well for himself, witches or otherwise. So God bless him, if that's what he wants. If not, witch bless him, whatever it takes. He's doing just okay.
So why do we give this guy the time? I don't mean us. And as I said,
it was
very entertaining radio today.
So there you go.
But why?
There's your answer.
But we're not giving him, like, legitimate time of day, right? We're not.
Well, it's 10:20.
Yeah, well, you never know.
We're slating him in for 1:30 today, actually. He's going to come
he's
back.
He's got a return
he's
engagement.
Coming back on. Yeah. He's gathering some of his
thoughts.
You know,
after Mutt yelled at him, I don't think he's coming back.
So if I had the option of talking to Rick Wiles or Rob Parker about their Tom Brady theories, I would pick Rick Wiles every time.
I think they're both just as stupid.
I think this is more entertaining, though.
Oh, more entertaining, perhaps.
That's it. That's what it comes down to. Until
he starts screaming at Mutt. And
he's the only one that's got that going. So
I'm not a real fan of people who tell me that you know, I'm damned for all eternity.
It's hard to hear, Dale, but you got to kind of get by it.
No, I don't have to.
You got to have some self-confidence. I don't just say, you know what, I'm going
to
be fine.
Rick Wiles to tell me. You know,
that's his go-to. Rather than like, screw you, pal. He's like, you know. Burning in hell, damnation. Do we have more of Rick Wiles?
Yeah, so Alex asked him about like how Tom Brady ties in with this.
Yeah, I'm curious more. You said there are deep spiritual ramifications for Brady sleeping with a witch. What exactly do you mean by that?
Witches will be assigned to the lake of fire. When they die, they're going to spend eternity in the lake of fire with murderers, adulterers, liars. Witches are mentioned right there with murderers and adulterers and liars,
right.
Okay? It is an eternal damnation in the lake of fire. You don't play games with witchcraft.
I take it all back. Sounds perfectly legitimate to me.
So basically what he's suggesting is Tom Brady, Aaron Hernandez, they're going to be together in the lake of fire.
No. Tom Brady's not, but Giselle.
Oh, Giselle. No. Brady, too, I think.
Brady,
right?
Too, because he allows this in his home.
Yes. And he's aware of it. Listen, Dale, it's outside the box thinking. This is what we need. We don't need everybody. We don't need this group think. We need people outside of that. And that's what he's doing here. He's kind of providing us a service just to consider all. Yeah, consider all options here. He's opening our eyes to some
things.
Is
it okay if we reject one of the options, like pretty much right out of the out of the gate?
I think as long as you listen and take into, you know, listen to what he's saying.
I listened this morning.
And then if you feel differently, that's fair too.
Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. I had Lucy give me the Cliff Notes version of who Rick Wiles was. Then I went and looked him up.
Lucy was very excited about this topic.
I love this story.
She loves this story.
It's fantastic.
Are you a witch, Lucy?
Well, that's up for debate.
Oh,
you
know, really?
You can't say. That's one of the rules. If you're a witch, like you can't say
you're
a witch.
Oh, is that true? I don't know.
Is that like Fight Club?
Are there rules?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
And don't you never see their feet? Isn't that in the witch's book?
The book of spells.
The Roald Dahl book. Remember Roald Dahl? That guy was a good author. He wrote the book.
Of course.
He wrote The Witches. And, like, you never saw their feet.
I've seen Lucy walk in the hallways here. She doesn't, like, levitate three inches off the floor.
But have you ever seen her bare feet, Dale?
No.
There you go. Witch.
Oh, well, there
could be hooves.
Witch. I saw her broom outside. Did you see that? Yeah, that's how she got to work today.
Oh, she got a hold. By the way, it's easier than try to drive on the streets of Boston these days.
I wish I had a bit of a broom.
So, question about the warlock side of it. Did they ride brooms, too, the guys?
Yeah. I think so. No, they take a Harley. What do you think they do?
I don't know. I'm confused by the whole situation.
I know. I think you're getting hung up on the wrong details, though, is your problem.
Do you think this Wiles guy, is he a warlock because of his beliefs?
There could be some self-loathing there. Yeah, I could see that.
Warlocks ride pitchforks. According to this.
I think tridents would be even more impressive.
Pitchforks. That makes sense. I didn't expect to hear Giselle Witch talk, but you know what? I don't mind it. It's something a little bit different.
Whack job.
It's something a little
bit different. She said, you're lucky you married a witch. I'm just a good witch.
There are good witches out there.
Yes, there are witches, but they're all bad. There's no such thing as a good witch.
Sorry. What? The Wizard of Oz came out a long time ago.
Glinda was a great witch.
The Witch of the East, she couldn't
No, Glinda was the Witch of the North.
Oh, the North, excuse me.
She couldn't have been nicer.
No. Now the Wicked Witch of the West.
How about Samantha?
Different story. Which one was Samantha?
Bewitched.
Oh, Bewitched. Also a good witch.
Not a bad witch at all.
Also a good witch. Yeah, I think there's just as many good witches as bad witches. Just like people. Just like people do.
Good witches.
Don't you think?
Absolutely.
All the movies I've seen is all bad witches.
No, you haven't. No, listen. You
Hocus
don't even
Pocus.
See movies.
Hocus
You've
Pocus
never even seen Harry
is bad
Potter.
Witches. The movie Witches
Sabrina
bad
the
witches.
Teenage Witch. The
not
cra-
a movie.
The
TV
craft.
Show.
The Craft.
Bad witches.
They weren't all bad witches.
Yes, they were.
No, they were not.
They all had evil intentions just against each other.
Disagree. That was a high school
six-year-old.
That was a high school drama. Yeah. Well, I won that. There you go.
There you go.
Keith won, Rossi nothing.
All right, we'll drag it back to more mundane matters and leave witchcraft probably on
bad.
The back burner.
It's too
well,
bad.
I mean, if you want to, if you guys want, you're welcome to weigh in on
witchcraft. Witchcraft, good witches, story of the day.
There are witches, but they're all bad. There's no such thing as a good witch.
Well, you kind of lost me there, pal.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. It's amazing to me how much the text line is already lit up by people talking about witches.
Are they? Yeah, pro-witches, especially
many
in this
people,
area.
Many
my
people,
God.
By the way, seem to actually believe that Lucy is a witch.
I didn't want to say it earlier, Lucy, but I do. If I had to bet on it, you would be a witch.
You figured it out,
I did.
Everyone. Today is the day.
Although one person
says, disappears. You don't see her again?
You don't see her feet because she has fabulous shoes.
Well,
that probably is involved as well.
Could be.
We'll get to some other things. By the way, Bill Belichick, who scoffs at your notion of what is and isn't proper to do, has already renamed the boat.
I saw
Screw
that.
You.
Do that many times
here,
as you want.
We're renaming the boat already. Mm-hmm. We'll get to some of that stuff. Celtics in action tonight. Bruins in action tonight. 617-779-7937. It's Dale and Keith, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Look, I don't hang around witches.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
A show that's bigger than petty name-calling and arguing.
You're a moron.
You're a moron.
The straight-edge Boston sports show fans want.
You go ahead and ask
him. No, you ask him. You're the one who wants to know this so much.
It's middays
to be? How do you become to be a witch?
Well, I don't hang around witches. There have been witches for thousands of years. You can go back to the Old Testament Bible. There were witches mentioned in the Old Testament Bible. These are people that practice sorcery and witchcraft by communing with demonic spirits. It's as simple as that. Yes, there are witches, but they're all bad. There's no such thing as a good witch. What?
Sorry, we parked company with Rick Wiles there.
Right there, you lost me.
You brought up a lot
of really strong points, but...
You were going great for a while.
Saying they're all bad. You're out of your mind, sir.
So I texted Jason and Rich yesterday afternoon with the latest Keefspiracy.
Yeah, this is a nice Keefspiracy.
This has to do with
here.
Kyler Murray, yes. Who announced yesterday he is wholeheartedly in on football. Gave back a bunch of money to the Oakland A's.
A ton of money.
Forfeited $3.6 million that he was due March 1st. And said, nope, I'm a football player from here on.
Mm-hmm.
And he was really strong on it. Now, we've talked about the fact that there have only been two quarterbacks less than 6 feet tall who have been drafted first overall. One was Michael Vick. One was Johnny Manziel.
Oh, is Vick under 6 feet?
5'11".
He's right there. Yeah. Okay, interesting.
And so they're the only two quarterbacks under 6 feet tall who have been drafted first overall. And I don't think too many people figure that, you know, Kyler Murray is going first overall to the Arizona Cardinals, but...
Hold on.
Is he?
Hmm.
Now, they've got a new coach there.
Yes.
And, you know, and
Cliff Kingsbury.
Cliff Kingsbury was, you know, at Texas Tech, and they dug up this video of him back in the middle of the football season, like October or some point.
Yeah, probably right before they played Oklahoma.
Where he said if he was in a position to have the first overall pick in the NFL draft...
Right.
He would take Kyler Murray. Now, what he's doing is trying to build up an opponent and all that.
That's sure, fine. Yeah, right, exactly.
That's fine.
Exactly.
But, of course, those things come back to haunt you at some point or another.
And there you are with the number one pick.
So Matt Miller, who is the writes about the NFL draft for Bleacher Report, tweets out yesterday, and I had to send this right to the guys because this was a Keefspiracy of the first order.
Keefspiracy.
He tweets out, quote, current conspiracy theory. The Cardinals told Kyler Murray they would draft him at number one overall and trade Josh Rosen if he committed to football.
Love it.
Now,
love it.
That actually carries some validity.
It does, because we're wondering what's going on with the timetable. And he was being so squirrely with the Dan Patrick Show interview. And he announced last month on Twitter that he was going to declare for the NFL draft. But then he wouldn't give a straight answer on whether or not he was going to go to the combine or hold his pro day. And he was still kind of leaving the door open to show up to spring training. I think this Friday, the Oakland A's report. And he was planning on doing that. And then now all of a sudden he tweets out this whole graphic about how he's 100% committed to football. He wants to win multiple championships and be the best football player that he can be. You wonder whether it was the Cardinals, which I love. I love that one.
Well, or, it makes all the sense in the world.
Or another team. Just a first-round pick even. You're going to make a lot of money.
But if the Cardinals say to you, hey, listen,
yeah.
You commit to it. You give up baseball. You're wholeheartedly in. You're the guy.
Yeah.
We'll make you the first overall pick in the draft. Now you've got a guaranteed five-year contract, which is basically guaranteed.
A lot of it's guaranteed,
You know, a fair chunk of money. And now you can make the commitment. Now, he was so adamant in his commitment yesterday. And we're thinking, God, where's he gonna go? You know, Mel Kiper had him going at eight, which seems high to me as well.
There's 8, there's 13, there's even 32 where the Patriots are picking. I mean, you look at all these different mock drafts, they're all over the place. But I'll say this about it. He was in the first round in most of these mock drafts before he came out yesterday and was so adamant that he's playing football. So that can only help his cause. But maybe there's another team, in the top 10 that said, hey, we guarantee you're not going to fall below us. Now, that's kind of early to be giving out promises. Like, you haven't done the combine. The draft is over 2 months away. There's a lot of things that can change between now and then. But I love the theory. I mean, maybe that happened.
Well, we actually talked about this back when Kyler Murray first said he was going to declare for the NFL draft. And we dug up the Kingsbury audio and we played it. And we said, okay, now you're in a position where you have the first overall pick in the draft. Now, he's not the GM. He's the head coach,
right. But
you know, you would think he'd have a voice.
Oh, for sure.
Now, and we even said at the time, what if they took Kyler Murray first overall and dealt Josh Rosen? If you were the Patriots, do you think that guy is a legitimate successor to Tom Brady? And, you know, he's not going to play right away, Probably shouldn't have played as much as he did already.
Yeah, he was pretty bad.
But he comes in here and he learns the ropes. I could see this happening where Kingsbury and the Cardinals take Kyler Murray. They then obviously are going to deal Josh Rosen. Would the Patriots be interested in him?
Yeah, I personally am not interested in Josh Rosen. I didn't like him coming out of school. Last year he was terrible, but he was also on a really bad team. So I'm not going to look at last year and say that's the kind of quarterback he's going to be. He just, there was something off about Rosen, like some of the comments that he made. I don't know if he's a guy that's all about football. Seems like he wouldn't necessarily be a leader. That's just from the outside. Now, I didn't watch every single snap that he took this year, but I've never been a big Josh Rosen fan. It's interesting, though, because it was a different head coach last year, but he was the 10th overall pick in the draft. And to be able to trade him the next year, like if he's on the block, every team around the league is going to know that they're taking Kyler Murray with the number one pick.
Which they could announce it today if they wanted to.
Right, if they really wanted to. But so what are you really going to get back for Rosen? Like, that's tough. So you just took him 10 overall. Do you even get a first-round pick for him, or is it lower? Is it a couple of seconds? I don't know what you get for him, but if I was the Patriots personally, I would not be interested in Rosen. I would be thrilled if Kyler Murray fell in the draft, and then maybe I would take him as your future guy. I'm not scared away by the height thing.
Well, I think, first of all, the chances of him going there, falling there, is probably not great.
But if they move up a little bit, like they don't have to move up to number one like Baker Mayfield a year ago, could they move up into the 20s? Because Kyler Murray, and again, between now and then, you're going to hear about how tall he is like every single day. But the reality is he is pretty small. And does that scare away enough teams? And do they talk themselves into the Missouri quarterback or the Duke quarterback or the Ohio State quarterback or these other guys that are kind of potential first-round picks? Do they overtake Kyler Murray? I don't think so. I think Kyler Murray will be the first quarterback taken, but there is that chance that teams look at him and say, you know what, we can't buy in. Now, the other Keefspiracy, Dale, that is out there is, and I forget who had this, I don't know if it was Jason Lockin 4 or somebody else, was that Kyler Murray is in a pretty unique situation where say he does not want to go to the Dolphins and they have the 13th pick and the Dolphins say, hey, we really like you and we're going to take you. And he says, well, if you take me,
I'll go back to baseball.
I'm going to play baseball. And we've seen quarterbacks do this in the past.
By the way, did you hear how the Oakland A's found out about Kyler Murray's decision? On Twitter.
Twitter? It's a newsbreaker. People love Twitter.
First of all, you'd already given him a bunch of money.
Yeah. But he's giving it back. To be fair, well, he is giving it back.
And that's how you found out, was when he tweeted it out yesterday.
That's really not a surprise based off of just what it seems like Kyler Murray and his dad and how they're handling this whole process. I can't say that's a surprise. But we've seen quarterbacks like Eli Manning was the number one pick in the draft by the Chargers. He pouted and he ended up going to the Giants. John Elway pouted. He didn't want to go. Matt Leinart, I'm convinced Matt Leinart went back to school because he didn't want to get drafted by, I think it was the 49ers, whatever the year was. So, like, we've seen guys kind of say, you know what, I don't want to go to a certain team. Kyler Murray, though, he could, you know, in a sense, of the teams that need a quarterback, he could almost hand-pick it because he could, and I don't love that about him, and I don't know if he's done that because I think his agent said he wouldn't do that. But who the hell knows? It seems like every day you might get a different story out of him.
Let me add to your Keefspiracy. Kyler Murray's baseball agent was Scott Boras. Now, obviously, Scott Boras doesn't represent football clients. So yesterday, Kyler Murray hired a football agent. He hired a guy named Eric Burkhart of the Select Sports Group.
So not Drew Rosenhaus.
No. He hired Eric Burkhart, who also represents Arizona Cardinals coach Cliff Kingsbury.
I like that. The plot thickens, Dale.
He also, by the way, represents Johnny Manziel. Johnny Manziel rehired Burkhart back in March of 2017. But this Eric Burkhart, who is now Kyler Murray's football agent, also just happens to be the agent for Cliff Kingsbury.
That is really funny. I think there's a better chance of him going number one overall than there is him falling to the Patriots at 32. Because don't you just think the buzz around these quarterbacks and these teams that are so desperate for a quarterback, they'll talk themselves into taking a guy way higher than he deserves to go. Like, again, this is not a good quarterback draft class. By all accounts, by everybody that's ranking them, last year you had 5 quarterbacks go in the first round. People talk themselves into all those guys, whether it was Baker Mayfield or Sam Darnold or Josh Rosen or Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson, all first rounders. This year, if it wasn't for the quarterback needs, none of those guys would probably go in the first round. But every single year, there's always two or three teams, or sometimes more, that are just so desperate for the position.
Back when Kyler Murray was a high school star in the state of Texas and coming out of Allen High School.
Oh, he was insane.
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
It was crazy.
One of the people who was full bore trying to recruit him was Cliff Kingsbury.
Oh, of course.
Wanted him to go to Texas Tech.
Yeah.
They had a good relationship. Now, he didn't ultimately go to Texas Tech, but the Kingsbury-Murray relationship actually goes back to his high school days. Now it just happens, just out of the blue, that yesterday Kyler Murray hires the same agent who represents Cliff Kingsbury.
That is pretty interesting. So, I mean, and now you'll probably start hearing about Josh Rosen trade rumors then pretty soon. But that is something else. I mean, that is the kind of deal, you know, you make that deal, and if it doesn't work out, we had a caller yesterday, and he's right. You know, some of these guys where, you know, if you reach on a quarterback, you take him in a first round, and it misses, that's it. GM's gone, coach is gone. I mean, that's the kind of thing that blows you up. And if you're the Cardinals, you better hope you get something good out of Josh Rosen. Otherwise, you're using top 10 picks in back-to-back years on the same position, and you still may not have the guy. So, I mean, there's so much at stake there with Kyler Murray, but I definitely buy into him being 100% convinced he's going to be a first-round pick. I think because once you're that first-round pick, even though the money's not quite the same as it used to be, you're locking in a lot of money early on, and you're giving yourself an opportunity to become a starter in the league.
Well, we mentioned that there are a bunch of different analysis of where Kyler Murray would go. We're talking first overall here.
Yeah.
Mel Kiper had him 8th. We've seen 13th. Kevin Seifert, national NFL writer, suggests that the place for Kyler Murray to go would be the Patriots. He writes, quote, "What better place for Murray to end up than on a team with no defined scheme," which is, by the way, false. "The Patriots commit to whatever their players can do best. I'd love to see how Josh McDaniels and Bill Belichick could develop Murray. In the meantime, how might they use him with 41-year-old Tom Brady still in the lineup?" That's what Seifert wrote.
Yeah, I think that's interesting. I mean, I think...
Well, the idea they have no defined scheme is false.
Well, yeah, but I think what he means is, you know, they do get the best out of what they have.
Sure.
And they're also very game plan specific. So if they're going up against a team that they can run the ball on, they're going to do that and vice versa. You know, their offense looked a little bit different when they had Josh Gordon. Then they don't have Josh Gordon anymore, and they got to change it up. So, I mean, there's probably some truth to that. But yet, I also wonder with Kyler Murray, does he need to be a starter right away? Like, is that another part of it? Because if he goes to the Patriots, would he say, well, I got to sit out 2 years? I got to basically redshirt for 2 years, and maybe long-term, that's the best thing for him. Or does he want to start right away?
Oh, my guess is he thinks he should start right away.
Most people probably want to start right away.
Well, nobody wants to sit.
Nobody wants to sit, but would he be okay with it? Would he go back to baseball if he got drafted by a team
like the
that has a quarterback like that? I also do think, and I know
obviously,
not everybody would love
Arizona
it.
Obviously, Arizona took him first overall. He's playing day one.
He probably is. If he's on the Patriots, I think they would use him. And I know we're getting, you know, going down the road. I think they would find a way, because think about some of the stuff. I mean, if they're throwing passes to Brady and they're willing to do stupid things at times, I think they could probably introduce a package with Murray, maybe even lighten the load a little bit for Tom Brady. I mean, you see the Saints with Drew Brees, who had a MVP caliber season. They put that guy Taysom Hill in a bunch, and they run plays with him. I don't know if they're always the smart plays. Like, watching the NFC Championship game, like, you're on the goal line, and here he comes, and they take Breeze out. But I think just to sprinkle him in a little bit, they probably would use him if they got him. But the way things are going, I think his stock is only going to be going up, and the only chance the Pats would have is if they trade it up. He's not going to be there at 32.
It will be one of the big stories of the offseason.
Yeah.
You know, now the question is, he said he's going to go to the Combine. But, you know, half these guys don't even work out. They don't throw at the combine.
Yeah, so maybe he runs. Maybe he gets measured. They also do interviews there, too.
And by the way, we will breathlessly be awaiting the measurement.
Yeah, he's like 5'6". Like, wait a minute.
Well, hold on. Hold on here. Over under is 5'9".
I bet he's over. You don't think he's over?
No,
you think
I
he's
don't.
About 5'8 yeah. and three quarters?
Yeah,
but
he
like
is not over, I
yeah.
bet.
Yeah, maybe not. But is that in socks? Or is that without socks? It was a pretty big difference. I mean, that'll be the thing. And then he could always put weight on. Because the other thing is, too, not only is he short, but he is light. Like, he's like a 175, a 180. That's a tiny dude. Now, I know quarterbacks don't get hit quite as often as they did in past, or at least you're not allowed to, all the penalties.
Although in Kevin Seifert's plan,
they still get
the
hit.
Patriots will have him out at wide receiver or something. He'll get hit a few times.
He'd probably be a really good slot receiver. But I think he could also be a really good quarterback. And I think that's what you would take him. But if he's not your starter, could you find a way to use him in the meantime? I think he could. I think McDaniels is creative enough that he would love a shot.
My guess is, and I'm just guessing here, you know, there's so much on the plate of a quarterback in the National Football League. There's so much to learn. That are you delaying his development if you're also saying, hey, listen, I got a wide receiver playbook here I want you to dive into.
I don't think you would go nuts with it, but I think if he did five offensive plays a game, I think that'd be just to give the defense something to think about and to prepare for, because he'd be active as your backup quarterback anyway.
Well, when you read his statement from yesterday, I don't know how fired up he'd be about that.
But I think it's like, there's an end in sight. Like, we're not converting you as the Patriots as a receiver.
We're not making you Julian Edelman.
Right. There's Tom Brady's here. So you're not the starter until he's done. He might have two more years left, and then you're the guy. But in the meantime, would you rather just stand on the sideline with a playbook or taking notes? Or would you rather go in there every once in a while? And I think you'd probably prefer that.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Let's get to the calls with you guys. Adam is in Oxford. Hey, Adam, how you doing? There we go. Hey, Adam.
What's up, Adam?
How are we doing? I've been listening to all this talk about Josh Rosen, and I'm driving around thinking, why wouldn't the Patriots open up trade negotiations for Joe Flacco? He's obviously not starting with Lamar Jackson going on.
Do you know why he's not starting?
Because
he's not that good.
Yeah, I don't like him.
He's also 34 years old. Why do you want to bring a 34-year-old backup quarterback in?
How good is Josh Rosen? I mean, would he win one game last year?
Arizona sucks.
No, but at least I don't like Rosen either, Adam, but at least there's upside with Rosen. Flacco's on his way out.
Josh Rosen, to me, reminds me almost like a Jeff George from the 80s, a guy who's just waiting to have a mental...
That's fine. No, listen, I don't like Josh Rosen either, but I don't think Joe Flacco's any kind of answer.
Well, I mean, who else are you going to get that's a proven starter? I mean,
are you talking about the future quarterback of the Patriots, or are you just talking about a backup? Because Flacco, to me, Brady might outplay Flacco the way things are going,
which is fine. But you got to plan on Brady having his last year next year, probably. Theoretically.
So then you'd want 35-year-old Joe Flacco to take his place?
I don't think you'd want
if
Flacco.
If he gives you 2 or 3 years, gets you to a draft pick where you can pick the quarterback that you want instead of...
I think the Ravens think that he can't give you one good year.
Yeah, but he got benched there. He's not even their starter.
That's what I'm saying. They don't even think he's got one good year.
No, I don't think so either. And I'm not opposed to...
That's what I'm saying. You could get him for pennies on the dollar right now because he hasn't started a game.
Adam, there's a reason you can get him for pennies on the dollar. He stinks.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
I still think he's got a little fuel in the tank.
Oh, my God. Oh, I think Joe Flacco's atrocious.
I think the Sterno's running low, to be honest with you, for Joe Flacco.
They were getting smacked in their playoff game, and even they didn't go to him. Even they didn't even bring him in. They were getting absolutely destroyed, and they were like, nah, he's not going to do anything. I think he stinks, and he's definitely not... He would be a guy, and I think, I don't even know if he would win for you, but a team like Jacksonville or a team like that that thinks, hey, for 1 year, if we can just get improved quarterback play, like forget about quarterback of the future, but just a guy that can help you this year, maybe they would do it. But for the Patriots, that would make no sense.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. It's Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio WE.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah.
Take Dale and Keefe with you wherever you go. Download the radio.com app. Now back to Dale and Keefe on WEEI.
With witchcraft. It is eternal with witchcraft.
Works so well in rehearsal. 617-779-7935.
What happened back there, Rossi? They put a spell on you?
I think it must be a warlock.
Yeah, it must be.
I will say this. Lucy is much more enamored of the topic than anybody else in the building.
You think?
Which kind of makes me wonder little bit.
I thought she would, maybe it's a little too close to home, but no, she's very excited to talk about it.
She's been, she has talked nonstop about it since I arrived this morning.
She's just in there looking up warlocks and witches this whole time.
Well, you never know when it might come up at a party or trivia contest.
Or to lead off the show today. It's right there.
One quick note about Kyler Murray, by the way. According to Ken Rosenthal, the A's are not ready to give up on Kyler Murray. They have what they consider to be the trump card. In addition to the, $4.56 million bonus, which he $4.66 million signing bonus that he got last year.
Sheesh.
Most of which he's had to give back.
Right.
What they have that they can offer is simply a major league contract. There's nothing that precludes them from doing that. The first overall pick in the draft last year, Baker Mayfield, received a guarantee of $32.7 million. Josh Rosen was the 10th overall pick in the draft. He received a guarantee of $17.6 million. The A's feel that at the end of this whole combine process, first of all, when we find out that he's 5'8 and a half or whatever,
right?
Or maybe he doesn't throw the ball quite as effectively as people think.
I bet he doesn't even throw.
And I'm with you. I bet he doesn't either. The A's also feel that the entire tweet yesterday, the release that was put out by Kyler Murray,
yes,
was written entirely by Eric Burkhardt, his new football agent, writing it exactly the way he thought NFL teams wanted Kyler Murray to sound.
Yeah, I would definitely think so.
We thought this himself. When we looked at it.
You don't hire somebody and then just be like, I'll take care of this. Like, we joked about it yesterday. You think he came up with that graphic? You think he did the font? You think he did all that stuff? And no, I mean, he said, moving forward firmly and fully committing my life to becoming an NFL quarterback. So that sort of gets you in the door. And then he goes on to say 100% he's going to be dedicating himself to being the best quarterback possible, winning NFL championships, and he wants to prove to teams that he is a franchise quarterback and really the franchise quarterback in this draft.
I do believe football is his first choice. He grew up in Texas where football is king.
Loves it.
He's a really good baseball player. The A's selected him 9th overall. He's really good. But if he can be a top-flight NFL player, that's his dream.
It's going to be with Oakland, unless they trade him or something. But that's who it's going to be with. But, yeah, he makes the NFL draft so much more interesting because when you were looking at, or I was looking at some of the top guys available, it seems like a real offensive, defensive line type of draft. And guys that are helpful, guys that are good, but there was no real star power. And then you looked at some of the quarterbacks, like Dwayne Haskins and Drew Locke. You're like, yeah, I guess. So the fact that Kyler Murray is now injected into this, it's so much better for the league. It really is.
Now the question is, what happens at the combine?
Right.
And that's going to be, it's going to almost the be-all and end-all. Now my guess is Eric Burkhardt has probably already, stood Kyler Murray up against the door jamb and put the ruler on the top of his head. Yeah. The thing
like
that
stretch,
that your folks
straight
did.
Knees, straight knees.
And he's probably got a pretty good idea of what this number is.
Can you go tippy-toe? When you do
they don't
the
allow
measurement.
That, I don't
no,
think.
No, I don't think so.
Now, Eric Burkhardt will also know, okay, if he is, and I'm just saying this, if he's 5'8 and a half, he's going to know that unless he's got a lock guarantee from the Arizona Cardinals, he's probably going to fall a little bit.
Yeah, he might fall
his
a little bit.
His draft stock is going to fall.
But somebody's going to take him. I mean, you look at, and I know that they're not all this short, but you look at how desperate teams get in the first round. Like, you don't have to go back very far. I mean, even last year, were all five of those guys worth first-round picks? Maybe not, but they were going to take them. You look back at, Christian Ponder and E.J. Manuel and Jake Locker. There were so many guys that, even at the time, you said, well, that's kind of high, but they just needed a quarterback so bad. And Kyler Murray is hitting it at the exact right time. He is in a draft class which is not very strong at that position, and he obviously... It coming right after Baker Mayfield really helps him as well. Mayfield's a little bit taller, but still that offense where you say, well, it's the Big 12. Everybody scores a million points and all the passing numbers look great. But then for Mayfield to translate that into a pretty successful run with the Browns, that really does help Kyler Murray a lot.
Now, the question will ultimately become, if he measures up and he may go to the combine just to do that, do the interviews, do the measurables. And if he does measure 5'8 and a half, well, he's going to have to throw. Because at some point or another, NFL teams are going to say, whoa, yeah. whoa,
well,
wait
he's got
a
the pro
minute.
Day. He'll do the pro day afterwards. You know, he and all the other Oklahoma draft prospects, they'll do the pro day. Sometimes guys wait and just run at their pro day because they probably get a little slightly better time. They you know, and it's just so controlled. Like, whatever the throws that they want to make and all that stuff, he'll probably do that. I don't know if he'll play or if he'll do a whole lot more than that, but the guy did have a Heisman Trophy yeah. winning season, and it's not
well,
like...
we've seen other Heisman Trophy winners who right. didn't exactly, you know...
Oh, that's true.
...excel at the NFL level.
Oh, that's... And for a while, it was... It almost never translated, but now there's been more of a recent run of guys that have been pretty good. I think like Baker Mayfield, you know, Cam Newton, there have been guys that... Great, dominant college players, then they translate pretty nicely. I think the NFL is starting to take more of the college offenses, so they know that those guys are a little bit more prepared to come to the league. And that's what any team that drafts Kyler Murray can't force him into doing just kind of like traditional quarterback stuff. They're going to have to allow him to move around a little bit.
617-779-7937. Andrew's down on the Cape. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. How are you?
Another conspiracy. This is just a
oh boy.
Problem, I think.
Yes.
All right. Admittedly, I don't know much about witches, but something I do know about, wizards.
Okay.
Good. I believe Bill Belichick is a wizard, and I think I have some evidence.
All right, let's hear it.
I think Sean McVay thinks he might be.
I think he probably is.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. What do we know about wizards? Constantly disgruntled, okay? Snape and Harry Potter, Dumbledore after the casting change.
True.
And, how about the wizard in Fantasia was very angry.
Okay, disgruntled, angry, all right.
Yep. But what's the most defining characteristic about wizards, right? Low-hanging sleeves. And what does Belichick cut off?
Think about it. Sleeve of wizard. I like
right.
it.
Cuts them off.
He does have wizard sleeves. Andrew, right. Dale, are you in on this?
Hard to argue with any of this.
More likely, Bill Belichick, wizard, Giselle, witch.
Yeah, I'm going wizard, 100%.
Yeah, wizard. You brought up a lot of great points, Andrew. I think there's
and
something
added to
it. To
the overall dialogue.
Because how else do you explain it if you're a fellow coach in the NFL? Like, well, why can't you beat this guy? Well, eventually you're going to throw
way,
your hands up and say
Jim
wizard.
Jim Irsay's probably at some point going, I'll go with wizard. Yeah. It's fine by me.
Oh, Irsay probably, who knows what he's coming up with. But yeah, I bet around the league, I wonder if that's sort of like something that all the coaches kind of say to each other. Like, well, what's up with this guy? How come he's so good? And what's up with his sleeves? I think that's sort of a tip of the wizard's cap to fellow wizards. What other coach cuts their sleeves like that?
See, I think that if Bill Belichick was in fact a wizard, though,
yeah.
he wouldn't necessarily want the rest of the world to know.
He's not
imagine,
telling anybody.
Imagine how many draft picks Roger Goodell will take away if he finds out he's a wizard.
I know, but it's subtle, though. It's subtle. He's been doing it for about 20 years, and Andrew's the first guy to finally call him out on it.
He actually doesn't do it much anymore, either.
The cutoff?
Yeah,
well, no,
he kind of stepped
not
away
games.
From that.
I know, it's too bad. And they sell them now. Did you see that?
I saw it. Well, Nike has the cutoff sleeve
and
sweatshirt.
Like insanely expensive.
Like two bills.
It's like, what is this? Like, you can cut your own sleeves off if you want. That's pretty good. Good thought, Andrew.
Belichick, wizard. Can't discount it.
I'm not ruling anything
Nate
out.
Nate Solder once called Belichick a wizard. He joked that Jason has the sound of it.
Throughout the second half, to keep you guys motivated.
He cast like a wizard spell over us that changed everything. You know what? He said we got to keep doing what we're doing.
All we're doing is connecting
the
dots.
A wizard spell. Yeah. Keep doing what you're doing.
Well,
whoa!
Wizard spell. But it worked.
Entrapped.
It worked. Maybe it was Belichick putting a wizard spell on Brady to make him the greatest quarterback of all time.
I've been confused about this. Now I'm starting to see.
Now
it a little
you're
more
getting
clearly.
It. Good.
Yes.
Good. Good. Good.
Joe's down on the Cape. Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Good. Joe, how are you?
Good.
Doing great.
Good. So I want to add a little perspective to the Brazilian witch thing and all that.
Wait a minute. We made this a Brazilian witch thing.
We didn't jump to Brazilian. I mean, I know Giselle is from Brazil, but go ahead.
Right. So I've been married to a Brazilian for 12 years, and
nice.
I can tell you that they are deeply spiritual. I shouldn't paint a giant brush, but a lot
Thank
of
you.
Them that I have met are, and they believe in different things. So it did not surprise me when it was indicated that she built them a little shrine or altar or whatever before, you know, the playoff.
Now, do you think that's related to witchcraft, or is that a separate thing?
No, I believe it's just a spiritual
okay.
thing. And I got a quick story with my wife. She was very ill well before I met her when she was preteen. and the doctors didn't know what it was. I think it was a respiratory type issue.
Right.
And they wanted to give her a whole bunch of medications, everything else. Her mom pulled her out. They went to her aunt, and she was on a two-week regimen of raw eggs and some herb.
Eggs and some herb?
That's right.
And parsley?
Parsley.
It might have been parsley.
Could be. It's an herb.
It was parsley, and to this day, she can't sniff parsley without getting sick. But the bottom line is she went back to that hospital, and all her symptoms were gone. So they do have – I don't believe in any of that crap, to be honest with you.
Well, I mean, but come on, Joe. You just painted such a beautiful picture.
We just saw what happened with his wife.
Because didn't Giselle also tell Brady – remember when Brady was sick one time, and he was like, I just eat like a ton of garlic? And it was Giselle that told him to eat a ton of garlic, which I actually do in our house as well when you're sick, garlic. And it also prevents you from being sick. So when you're not sick, eat a lot of garlic.
Christian's wife cuts up onions and scatters them around the house.
Yeah, that I never heard about that, but I guess that could work. Why not? It's worth a shot.
Got nothing to give up anyway.
Is she a witch?
She seemed like a very nice lady when we went to dinner with her.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean she's not a witch. I don't think there's, I think there's good witches and bad witches. Just like people, just like radio hosts.
Good witches, good bad witches. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.